Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 436 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 96 what they were drawing. I wasn't drawing, but $6.05. Snowball was drawing $6.05. As to who it was, I didn't want to see what I was drawing. There was one named Walter Pride. He's been there 5 years. He said he drew $12 a week. Then there was Joe Pride. He told me he drew $8.40 a week. They were down in the basement and asked me how much I was drawing. I told them it wasn't none of their business. Then there was a fellow named Fred. I don't know how much he drew. The next one was the fireman. I don't know how much he drew. There were two or three others, but I didn't have no talk with them. I was just hiding what I drew from Walter Pride. As to whether I couldn't draw my money after Walter drew his without his knowing it, well, he would always be down there waiting for me. As to whether I couldn't get my money without his being behind me and seeing what I got, he could see if I tore open the envelope. I had to open it to pay them with. That's the reason I didn't go and draw my money. I know I could have put it in my pocket, but I couldn't tear it open unless I took it out. Yes, the reason I didn't draw my money was because I didn't want to pay them. That's the reason I let Snowball draw my money. They could have slipped up behind me and looked. As to whether I couldn't walk off and keep them from seeing it, if I didn't tear it open, then they would keep up with me until I did. He would follow me around. No, I wasn't trying to keep out of paying them. As to what I was trying to do, if they paid me, then I would pay them. The way I like to settle with them, I like to take them to the beer saloon and buy twice as much as they get. If I was there when they come in on me, I would say, I owe you, let's drink it up. Yes, I would get out of it if I could, but if